Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. It is 2021, and I have decided that for today's show, we are going to go commando. Well, no, not commando. That was the wrong word. We're going to go freestyle. Kind of throwing out the script. Going to let everybody talk about whatever's on their mind. So that's how we're going to start the year, our first show of 2021, coming up next. Hello, everyone, and welcome. Coming to you live from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined this week via Skype by my good friends, John Magi.
Hi, everybody.
Kevin Close.
Hey, everyone.
Denny Sunderly.
Hey there.
And here with me in the studio, our executive producer, Mr. Craig Williams.
Oh, hoi hoi.
I have decided that is your new title.
I'll take it. Okay.
Because I'm always saying producer, our producer this one, our producer that. I'm like, no, Craig is the executive producer. He's the one that runs all the shows and all those guys report to him. So I figure, you know, title bump, not a salary bump, but a title bump. Well, welcome, folks. Happy New Year. Hope your holidays were as good as they could be, given the circumstances. And we made it. We're in 2021. And certainly hoping this year is a little bit less of a dumpster fire than last year was. This is episode 1109 of the Diz Unplugged for the week of January 5th, 2021. And before we start talking about some of our topics, there's just a few housekeeping items that I would like to do right at the top of the show to let everybody know about. First of all, in case you haven't been watching for the last month, month and a half, 2 months, we have broken up our shows and our YouTube channels because it was getting crazy on the Diz Unplugged channel. So everything has its own channel now. So if you're looking for in-park vlogs and live streams, the Diz channel, youtube.com/WDWinfo, is where you will find that. Of course, our in-studio shows will be right here on Diz Unplugged, youtube.com/DizUnplugged. Our Disney Dining show, youtube.com/DisneyDining. Moving to Orlando, if you're interested in moving to the Orlando area, hence my little shirt, youtube.com/movingtoOrlando. DVC content. Well, let's say DC, our DCL shows, our Disney Cruise Line shows, youtube.com/DCLFan, and our Disney Vacation Club shows, youtube.com/DVCFan. Links to all of that will be in the show notes just below this video on YouTube. And while we're speaking of DVC, I just want to mention to everyone, we did make an announcement on January 1st that we have a new sponsor for our DVC content, the World of DVC, which is a collection of companies, all serving DVC resale needs. So you have DVCResaleMarket.com, where you can buy a DVC resale contract. You have DVCRentalStore.com, where you can go and rent DVC points if you want to try before you buy. And MoneraFinancial.com, which is where you can finance a DVC contract. We're thrilled to have them on board as part of our family and to be part of theirs. And on the topic of DVC, I want to let John talk about a new option we have on Dreams Unlimited Travel.
Very excited to talk to everybody about a new opportunity that came our way. We're very happy to have just launched it. We have partnered with the DVC Rental Store, which is part of the World of DVC. And we are now offering, through Dreams Unlimited Travel, pre-booked DVC confirmed reservations. All right, so what does that mean? So what that means is that a DVC member has booked a reservation in a Disney Vacation Club property, and those are now available for folks to buy. Really excited about this for a couple of reasons. First of all, the savings against rack rate is incredible. You really have to see it to believe it, and we'll put a link to it in the show notes page on our site where you can see the pricing and get more information. The second reason why we're excited is that it is often difficult for us as a travel agency to book these DVC resorts and rooms because of the way availability is with members getting first crack at them. A lot of times when they open to the public, the rooms that people want are not there. So now we have access to those. And then thirdly, we have access to even resorts that aren't open to the public yet, like the Polynesian. So if you are a Polynesian fan and you're looking to book a Polynesian resort stay, check it out. There probably is a couple of bookings in there. I know there's, for a fact, there's a couple of bookings in there at the Polynesian, so you can get your favorite resort, even though you can't book it through the regular channels, quote unquote. There's a lot of information about how these are booked and how they work, but what we want to specifically let you know is that you'll be working with a Dreams Unlimited travel agent, so you'll get all of the perks and the pluses of working with an agent who will help you with trip planning and all of the nuances of the reservation. And there are other perks as well, things like when you book one of these, there's no charge for parking because you're basically booking a DVC reservation. A couple of the caveats I want to mention about these is that they cannot be changed or modified. They are booked as is. That's just the way it is and how it goes. But again, if you come to the site, you check out the pricing, there's a request information link. We will then hook you up with an agent who has specifically been trained on these, and they'll give you all the details of the booking that you want. But again, I'm really excited because it offers us the opportunity to offer our clients things that were difficult for us to get in the past. So I'm very, very excited about this and this partnership. I hope you guys will take advantage of it. I want to make sure folks know that these are not Disney travel company bookings. So any discounts that come out through Disney cannot be applied to them. They're booked as is. And in addition, because you are not the member booking it, there are other restrictions as to what you can and cannot do. Specifically, we're going to talk about later in the show, there's a new buy three, get 2 days on a ticket that cannot be applied to these because, again, you're not the member booking it. But if you're flexible with when you want to travel, you're okay with taking these dates. If you're looking for a specific resort and a specific room type, these are really going to be great for you. And especially if you've got a larger family, you know, things like 2-bedroom, 3 bedrooms, stuff like that are available through it. And again, at a really great savings. So I'm really excited about that. So please, please, please check it out.
Okay.
I'm done.
Yeah, very excited. Very excited. We have other things coming as part of our partnership with the World of DVC that we'll be announcing in the coming months. But very, very excited about that. Again, we'll have a link in the show notes if you want to check those out. You can also go to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com, and you can find more information there as well. I just want to remind everybody that, of course, Dreams Unlimited Travel is the sponsor of these shows. And I've said it many, many times in the last year, and apparently I needed to because a lot of people didn't realize this. First of all, John and I are owners in Dreams Unlimited Travel. But Dreams Unlimited Travel is how we pay for all this, right? All the content that we create, the folks that we hire, that's how we pay for it. So if you want to show your support for us, the single best way to do that is to book your next Disney vacation with Dreams Unlimited Travel. And a lot of you have done that. And a lot of you have discovered just how phenomenal our agents are. They really are. And especially during the past year with all the crazy that went on with cancellations and changes, especially on Cruise Line, people found their agents to be absolutely invaluable. So please show your support, dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. All right. So this, to start off the year, I was doing what I normally do, right? I start looking at, okay, what's the news stories out there? And I'm going, nah. And I am sick and tired of trying to put together a show when I don't have the content that I want. or that I feel would make a good show. So I just said to Craig, you know what? Let's just let everybody talk about whatever the hell they want to talk about. And I'm going to go first because I have a little bit of a rant. It's not a big rant, but it's a little bit of a rant. I was really under the impression that by now, January 5th, 2021, we would have heard something from Disney Cruise Line about what's going on, right? They're moving ships around. There's all this. You know, we're hearing stories about crew members being called back and all this other stuff. No announcements whatsoever. Where we have other cruise lines, Royal Caribbean, for example, that have been very forthcoming. These are the changes we're making to our ships. This is what we're planning. This is what we're thinking about doing. One of the CDC guidelines for resuming cruising requires volunteers. You need volunteers to sign up to be on your ships to test out your new, you know, all of your new changes that the CDC is requiring. And, you know, Royal Caribbean put out, hey, we're looking for volunteers. Disney, crickets, not a word. Now you would think at this stage of the game, these people would have realized in the absence of information, the internet will make up its own story. And that is what's starting to happen. I'm not going to give these rumors any air here, but we're starting to hear these crazy rumors going around. And I reached out to Disney Cruise Line and said, can you just say something? And apparently they thought that just saying we're working on it was saying something, because that is, I'll read you exactly what it is. Quote, at Disney Cruise Line, we continue to prepare for our return to operations and are awaiting further technical guidance from the CDC. We also continue to look forward to our new ships. Over the holidays, we posted this blog story about the Wish. No, that's not what I meant. And I'm not saying you need to tell us when you're resuming sailings. I understand you don't know that. But you know what? Maybe talk about what changes you're making on the ships to ensure social distancing, to ensure safety. We know you're doing it. We just don't know what. Maybe put some information out there that will make people feel a little more, comfortable about booking a cruise. I understand you don't have a timeline. I understand you don't have dates. Nobody's expecting that yet. Time's coming that we're going to expect it. But the absolute lack of information, why are you laughing?
They can't see you, only me, so I'm mouthing the words you're saying so it looks like I'm talking.
Are you serious?
Craig, yeah.
Why can't they see me?
Technology stuff. We're working on it.
Oh, wonderful.
Do you regret that executive producer title now?
Oh, the audience can see you, just not the people that we have on Skype.
Oh, okay. Well, be specific. Be specific. But anyway, Craig's lack of attention notwithstanding. I really thought there's no way Disney Cruise Line is going to let the wave start. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, the wave is a period right after Christmas, early January through about March or April, which is when a lot of people book their vacations for the year. I figured there is no way they are stupid enough to let the wave start and not say something. Guess what? I was wrong. They are exactly that stupid. And at this point, it's stupid. The lack of any, and look, they're doing a really good job in terms of keeping leaks down, because it's impossible to get information at anybody. All my usual sources are like, it just so happens I have a friend who's not in the industry, who happens to be friends with somebody in Latin America, who is a crew member, who told him he's gotten called back. He's gotten called back. So I'm like, okay, well, they're calling people back, so that means they're ramping up. But you know what? A little more transparency, DCL. You know, you enjoy a massive fan base that has made you very, very, very successful. Don't forget about them. Don't forget about us. Let us know what's going on. Give us a glimmer of hope. We are dying to get back on your ships. Don't piss us off. Don't piss us off. So it's time now. It's time now. It's been long enough. You're shuffling ships around like you're playing chess. Let us know what the hell's going on. Just give us something. Give us something. So there you go. Happy New Year. We start with a rant. But it's bothering me. Anybody else? Does anybody disagree with me? Of course you don't, because you all work for me.
Something else?
Go ahead.
We recorded a dream show that's going to show later in January with Susan Kelly about Norwegian Cruise Line. And one of the things that really stood out for me is if you go to Norwegian Cruise Line's website and click on their COVID information, they have this incredibly extensive, detailed list of what they're doing to their ships, what they're going to do with boarding the boat, what they're going to do with ports of call and on the ship. It's really, really impressive what they put out. So what frustrates us, and I think is part of what you're saying too, is why won't Disney even say that much? Where other cruise lines are talking about, you know, having a health czar on board and replacing all their filters with HEPA filters and, limited capacity and all of these things. It's pretty amazing that Disney is so silent. Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, they're all doing it too, not the extent that I saw on Norwegian. But again, it's frustrating. It's like we're dying for any piece of information you can give us. And I think that stuff is positive. Stuff gives people the feeling of safety that when they do cruise, that this cruise line is taken care of.
And the thing is this too. I know how good they are at what they do. We all do, right? We saw how well they handled things at Walt Disney World with the reopening. So I know they're going to knock this out of the park. So it's not like I'm sitting here saying, oh, are they not going to do this or that? Tell us, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're planning. This is what we're implementing. These are the steps we're taking. Trumpet yourself here and give your fans and your audience a little glimmer of hope. If I hear one more time from somebody, I can't wait to get back on a ship. If I say it out loud myself one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to punch myself in the nose. Well, not exactly, but you get the point. I'm sorry, Kevin, go ahead.
It's not only that. Other cruise lines, I mean, like, I deal with Viking a lot, and they're booking into late 2023. So, I mean, the next couple of years are out in the industry. Disney releases their cruises, like, 6 months at a time, and they make a big hoopla out of it. Once you get somebody booking a different cruise line, you realize that Disney has trained you. That you're supposed to be up at 2 o'clock in the morning making reservation, and that you are supposed to be on the phone, or your agent is supposed to be on the phone seconds after a release has been made. And like fools, we all sit on the phone and wait for 8-9 hours. Other cruise lines don't work like that. Disney has trained us all through their secrecy and their policies to salivate. We are Pavlov's dog. Gives us 2 bits of information and we go crazy.
And
other cruise lines are booking years in advance.
And in fairness, Disney also enjoys a fan base that any other cruise line would give its left arm for.
It's an abusive relationship.
Well, I don't know if I'm willing to go that far. Because I do think they appreciate their guests. I think they appreciate their fans. But I also think that that's not showing lately. That's not showing lately. Giving us a wallpaper for our phones is charming for the holidays, but it's not what we're looking for unless in the wallpaper there's some code hidden that explains what it is you're planning to do. But it's time now. It's January of 2021. It's time for you to start showing a little bit of transparency. I'm not saying you've got to announce dates that we're going to resume cruising and everything's going to be great by whatever. I'm not saying that. You got to give us a little peek under the hood. What are you doing? Even with vaccinations and everything else, people are still going to be nervous about traveling. You can begin laying the groundwork now to instill.
It's the bat phone.
Cruise line calling.
To instill, you can begin instilling some information to smooth that those nerves over now. But all you're doing is inducing more anxiety among your most loyal audience. So I will guarantee at some point somebody from DCL is going to see this. So I'm looking at you. Knock it off, please. Tell us what the hell's going on. Give us something to go on. Your silence is no longer adorable. It's not charming. It's annoying. And you got a lot of people sitting here waiting because you built that loyalty with us. Don't take it for granted. Take a look in history when Disney has done that, when they've taken their most loyal groups for granted. It hasn't ended well. So I'm going to stop there before I really get heated. Who else has something they want to talk about since it's open mic night here at Haha's?
Well, we saw the return to park hopping here at Walt Disney World on January 1st, and I just wanted to just kind of give a little bit of an account for how that went. I got to go on Saturday and try out the whole new modified park hopping thing. For those of you who don't know what the new system is now, I know we've talked about it, we've had articles about it on the Diz, but just to bring everyone up to speed, it's you need to make a park pass for a park for a day. So say Epcot, that's what I did on Saturday, made a park pass for Epcot. You've got to go check in at that park. So you've got to use your ticket media to actually enter the park. And then once it's 2 o'clock, you can enter another park, but you've got to first check in at that original park that you had a park pass for. So Saturday afternoon, I threw all my stuff in my backpack and decided to hit the road and hit the parks. And I entered Epcot. And then when it was time, I went via bus because a lot of Disney World guests are going to come down and use the bus. I know a lot of us drive if you're a local or even drive if you're visiting from out of town, but decided just to see how the process went with using Disney transportation. And the Epcot monorail is not running still. We missed that. But the cast members, I got to give them huge props because they were absolutely 100% prepared for this. It was like they had been doing this for eons, this new modified park hopping. As I walked down the walkway to get to the bus stops at Epcot, I was asked by two cast members just to double check, do I have a ticket that allows for park hopping, being an annual pass holder? I did. And then I continued toward the bus stop. They directed me. And then once I got to the bus stop, my magic band was scanned by another cast member who then confirmed that, yes, I do have park hopping privileges. And I was further directed to my bus. I waited all of 5 minutes. There were two of us on board. Like, the entire thing was fantastic. Got to the studios. And I really felt like the studios might be super crowded. I mean, that is the most crowded feeling park out there. But and it was crowded, but not crowded getting in. I literally walked right up to the touch point and right on through once I had scanned my magic band. And I went from Studios to Animal Kingdom, and then from Animal Kingdom to Magic Kingdom, and then back to Epcot. And it was just so much fun to be able to go to more than one park in a day. So I know, Craig, you did that yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did. I did a live stream yesterday that you can find on youtube.com/WDWinfo. And it's a long one. But yeah, I started my day at Epcot and took a stroll around the park there. And then after it got to about like 1:25, then I started walking towards Hollywood Studios. I didn't want to do the Skyliner or the bus transportation. I wanted to just walk. So I did that method. And luckily, one of the people who was in the live chat called the hotline to make sure that all the parks were open, so I didn't waste my time. And yeah, I was able to just go in seamlessly. At 2 o'clock, I walked up to the scanners at Hollywood Studios, and I was terrified that I was going to get like the big red X and be embarrassed. Like, you can't come in, but it all went well. And it didn't dawn on me until I walked into the park how exciting it is. I know it seems so simple, but it was just like the magic kind of reemerged in that way. I'm like, I've been now in two Disney parks in one day without being on a VIP tour. And, you know, not being able to do that for the past 6 months, it's been something that I think I forgot how great it was, because I've enjoyed the park reservation system and making your one reservation, knowing that's where you're going and being okay with it. But it really was nice to know, like, I can now go start one morning to do a video or just enjoy myself in one park, but then go so I can actually keep what I'm doing fresh at the park. So I can only imagine how people are going to start enjoying it more, because they're able to once again be flexible with where they're going to eat throughout the day. They don't have to just lock into one thing. And you know, if one park's too busy for you all morning, then try a different park at night. So I am so thrilled with it. I am glad it's back, and I will be taking advantage of it as much as possible.
See, here's the funny thing. I've just never been big on park hopping. I usually, like, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go to, like, I have the park I'm going to that day. And I mean, I always have it on my annual pass, but it's not something I do a lot.
It's not something that I necessarily did once I moved down here and became a pass holder. My family definitely park hopped to the extreme when we would come.
Oh, yeah, when I was vacationing. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think about it, though, in terms of like Disneyland and Universal. I park hop like crazy over there. But even before the pandemic, I would pretty much, if I was going on property, I would go just one park and that's it. But now that I have that option again at Walt Disney World, I feel like I have to take advantage of it. And it's just nice. It's really nice to be able to just adjust, because, like, for me, Epcot was wonderful when I was there in the morning, and go over to Hollywood Studios and it was just an absolute busy mess. And so I went straight back to Epcot, and, walking through that park, and it was like this big breath of fresh air, as there wasn't many crowds back around. A lot of attractions were having really good wait times. And so I love that that's now that something that everyone can take advantage of if they want to, that they can start making their vacations more like they were before.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing, and I'm going to throw this over to John, some discounts are being released. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, this is another example of Disney's trying to kill all travel agents, just so you know. Everything in the world was released today. Before I go to that, I want to mention, though, that the Dreams Unlimited Travel podcast has returned. We did our first episode yesterday. It went up on Monday. It's about planning your 2021 vacation. We talked about these discounts that we knew about, but some discounts dropped this morning. So that information is not on that show. I apologize for that. So first and foremost, we have something we've known about for a while was going to hit, was beginning today. Actually, you can book it today, but for most nights, January 8th through September 25th, 2021, Disney's offering a get 2 extra days added to your ticket when you buy a four-night, three-day room and ticket package. nice option if you want to add more days to your stay and to your resort, your park time. One of the things that's really nice about this is that it's the same ticket you purchase is what you will get for free. So if you purchase a park hopper ticket, you will get 2 days of free park hopping. You don't have to do that specific package. That's the minimum. So, you know, let's say you had 6 days. Well, you could pay for a 4-day ticket and get the last 2 days free. So a nice option for folks out there. And then this morning, two new discounts have dropped. These are the, I think they're calling these the spring offer. Spring into Disney, I don't know what they're calling it. But it's 30% off. There's a broad offer for everybody. And that is 30% off room reservation at Walt Disney World. Book January 5th, which is today, through May 27th, 2021. And get up to 30% off depending on the resort you stay in. Basically, deluxe and villas up to 30% off. Moderate resorts up to 20% off, value resorts up to 15% off. Again, up to is the optimum term there. Travel April 18th through July 10th of 2021. Want to point out that this is very similar to the discount that's running through April 17th. There's an up to 35% off. So what's interesting about this is it's kind of like, all right, they released this discount to the April 17th, and now they've decided, well, we got to get more people in resorts. So they've extended it from April 18th through July 10th of 2021. I want folks to know, too, that this can be applied to the room portion of a package reservation, but it cannot be combined with the 2-day free ticket offer. So one of the nice things, if you use a Dreams Unlimited travel agent, is they will look for the best price for you. They will evaluate the offers that are out there and get you the best price and do that for you. In addition to this broad offer, there's a Florida resident offer of up to 30% off as well. Same dates, same travel dates, same other information. The biggest difference is that there's a difference in the up to percentage off based on the resorts that you choose. So moderates up to 25% off, value up to 20% off. And again, cannot be combined with the 2-day ticket, free ticket offer, but Dreams agents will make sure you get the best offer out there. I want to say I'm really proud of our agents. They're doing an awesome job today, saving their clients so much money, having these discounts applied. One agent, you know, I know for a fact, at least one or two were up at 5:30 a.m. this morning checking things out. So good for them and very, very proud of them. And then the other thing I want to mention is that there is a Alani discount. Yay, Alani. Up to 30% on select rooms for 5-night stays at Alani. This, again, very similar to a promotion that's already out there. Just what they've done is they've extended the dates. So now it's from March 12th through June 10th of 2021. But very, and again, it depends on your length of stay, what your savings will be. But really exciting is that when you book through January 31st of 2021, a stay of 5 nights or more will include a $200 resort credit. Stays of 4 nights will include $150 resort credit. So book in January. Make sure you secure your Alani reservation. Alani right now has a really flexible cancellation policy up to 24 hours in advance through, I forget what the arrival date is. I'm sure it's in my notes somewhere. But a really great flexible deposit policy so you don't have to worry about it. You decide to change your mind later or something happens that you can't travel. For the new promotion, book January 5th, 2021 through May 28th, 2021, valid most nights March 12th through June 10th of 2021. So some really great promotions out there. Disney is trying hard to get you to come and stay in their resorts. So if you could take advantage of that, that's a really good offer as well. And again, going back to our DVC confirmed bookings, get some really great prices there. So if you're looking for, especially the shorter you're willing to travel. The closer you are to willing to travel, the better those prices are. So make sure you check those out. But a lot going on for travel agents today. We're really, really busy and really excited that Disney has released some offers that are enticing people to book. So we're very excited about that.
Awesome. Now, Festival of the Arts is coming up this week. And I have my park pass. Craig, do you have yours?
I do not have my park pass yet, but...
Make him executive producer. Look what happens.
No, I mean, I was going to go to Festival of the Arts and at least peek around for my own. But Fiasco waited to text me like 20 minutes before the show and was like, hey, we're going to go do this. Do you want to do this? I'm like, well, we're right before a show. I'm not going to answer you quite yet, so I'll get to it after. But no, I was I hyped up Festival of the Arts a little bit on the live stream yesterday. Very, very excited for it to come. You know, even though it's pretty much all Disney art, then a little random extra stuff thrown in, it helps make the park more interesting without it just solely being about food and drinks. And
yeah,
I like that you can just, you can window shop. It's basically window shopping right around all of World Showcase, which that's in my budget. I much prefer that than the other price points, but yeah, I'm very
excited. Gotten some,
Spaceship's not behind you anymore.
Yeah, no, it's in the, it's in my office. I've gotten some great pieces, non-Disney, at Festival of the Arts. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure we'll be going out live on, I think, Thursday?
Yeah, no, Friday.
Friday.
I believe the plan that we are going to work with is similar to what we did for the Festival of the Holidays. We'll try to have a live stream on Friday that's more just, you know, event-oriented. And then while another team is going to be taking care of getting some of the dining up with that, and we'll kind of blend all of the coverage together. So,
yeah. So I'm looking forward to it. Denny, how about you?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the Festival of the Arts. It just has a different air to it than the other festivals that we have throughout the year. I don't want to say sophisticated, but it's just got this little elegant, sophisticated air to it. And what is the coolest, one of the coolest things is getting to meet the different artists. So someone that you've admired from afar, and you get to actually purchase some of their art, and there's art available in all different sizes. Cause some of the price points, you can look at them and go, okay, that's cost prohibitive. I can't, you know, purchase that. Well, there might be a smaller print of that same canvas that you've, you know, drooled over online. And it's a lot of fun because right now, a lot of the artists, if you follow them individually on social media, they are starting to highlight the different pieces that they're bringing to Festival of the Arts.
Oh, really?
That you can keep an eye out for. So that's a lot of fun to look forward to.
And I'm excited because our friend of the show, well, I don't think he's ever been on the Walt Disney World one, but we had him on the Disneyland show a couple times. But Sam Carter, he will be out next week, I think.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, I don't know if he's here for the start. I think he gets in somewhere around the 10th, maybe. But yeah, he will.
Oh my God, I love Sam.
Yeah, he has I think four pieces.
Apparently, Sam doesn't love me as much because I'm not hearing from him that he's going to be here. So, okay. All right. I will come to Epcot. I will find you.
Even I know about this.
Okay.
You don't know about it.
I do. He's got a tiki bird print that I really, really like.
Uh-huh.
I follow him on Twitter.
I see how it goes.
He follows me, too.
Sam's in trouble. Oh, he follows me, too, but I'm actually looking at park reservations as we speak. When is Sam? You've got to find out when Sam's going to be here so I can make sure I have a reservation.
Yeah, he sent me a message. I just need to answer. He sent it yesterday after I was asleep, and then I didn't have time this morning. But
so that's two people you're not answering, him and Fiasco?
Listen,
welcome to the wonderful world of Craig. He doesn't answer my texts. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Maybe nothing, Sam doesn't
nothing.
Want
you got nothing
there.
To say because you know it's right.
Say that again, John.
Dear.
What was that?
Maybe Sam doesn't want Pete there. Why he hasn't told him about it? We probably shouldn't talk about it in front of Pete anymore.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Well, I will fill some dead air here and just start rambling like I do very well.
I just want to let everybody know that at the very least, Denny, Fiasco, and I will be in Epcot on Friday, January 8th. Look for us.
I'll be there too.
Say hi.
Well, I know. I just don't see it in my friends list.
I will make mine soon. But I wanted to, since we're just doing this roundtable fun stuff, I wanted to give a little bit more of a highlight of our dining channel, our youtube.com/DisneyDining, because we have been generating a ton of content and very, very different content because, you know, it's right now it's a lot of Fiasco, myself, and Rhino posting videos, but we are all three very wildly different in terms of our tastes. So the amount of different content that is going up on there is all very interesting. Like Rhino is hitting a lot of the different stuff with like vegan options and healthier dining, whereas I've been punishing myself by going to pretty much all of the worst quick service restaurants around, and Fiasco's been bouncing around with smaller quick take videos. So we're doing a lot of different things with it, and I see the subscribers coming in, so I know we're reaching you, but like, not to take away anything from this channel or even the Diz, I feel like some of the more entertaining stuff is happening on that channel. So please make sure you're finding it if you haven't yet, because we know how much
it is amazing. It is amazing what happens when you tell them, I'll pay for your food. They start grazing around the theme parks.
Well, it's always a lot of fun as a viewer to be able to see the in-park experience. And if you want in-park experience and you love Disney food or are interested in it, I mean, that's the perfect channel for you in many ways, because you're going to get one of the guys sitting there having the meal in that moment and talking about it. So that's
don't get me wrong. I have every intention of grazing the hell out of Festival of the Festival of the Arts, but you can't be in Epcot and not. Well, it can't be in Epcot at all anymore, and there's not a festival going on. And if there's a festival, it doesn't matter what the topic of the festival is. There's going to be food booths.
The only time you can't right now is, well, it's Tuesday, so up until Friday, you have 3 days of no festival happening right now. And I was like, as I was walking at the back of Epcot, I'm like, there's no reason, unless you're coming like back to one of these specific countries, there's no reason to just like walk circles unless you put on your sweats and you're doing laps around Epcot, because like there's no booths open. So
other things in each of the pavilions. Craig, I realize you're so trained to graze, but there are other things in the pavilion that I'm sure you haven't seen in a long time.
No, and there were, but I just noticed versus like when Festival of the Holidays and Food and Wine were, I noticed a lot less people just doing the World Showcase thing versus wanting to be at the attractions at Future World. So I think I might have said that wrong. There was more people during the festivals than there was this week specifically when I was there, when there was no festival happening. And I was like, wow, it's no wonder they want festivals running year round, because it just helps out that much extra. And, you know, bodies cost Disney money, but if they sell food and merch, then they're happy and they make more money. Sure. So yeah, it very interesting stuff.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Obviously next week's show, we'll have, we'll be putting up content from it over the weekend, but next week's Tuesday show, we will talk about our impressions of Festival of the Arts. Mm-hmm. I keep wanting to call it Festival of the Masters, and it's not. It's Festival of the Arts. Why are you booing Festival of the Masters?
No, I'm booing that it's not Festival.
Oh, I see. Right. I don't know. Why did they get rid of that?
They got rid of it during the building of the
West Side. Disney, that's right. Springs, yeah,
making Disney Springs bigger, but the idea was that it was going to come back, and now it's not. That was my favorite time of year.
Yeah, no, it was great. For those who don't know what we're talking about, Festival of the Masters used to happen at what is now Disney Springs. And it was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And they did away with it and never brought it back.
And the restaurants would put out like a taste of Disney Springs and you could try something at each restaurant. We miss it.
Well, hopefully they'll bring it back, but probably not because you like it. And
exactly.
That's why they won't bring it back. All right. What else do we have? Anything else that we want to talk about? Anything?
I have a couple of seats left for our Grand Europe trip in September of 2021. Pete and John and I are going. I have very few seats left available. It starts September 17th. It's about $1,600 a person. No, $16,000.
I was going to say, wow, really?
Really?
Well, why don't you tell people? Why don't you tell people what this is?
It is the European tour. It starts in London. It goes London, Paris, Florence, and then Rome. It is the highlights. These are going to be fast stops. You are going to get to see all of the highlights.
And this is Adventures by Disney.
It is an Adventures by Disney trip. And Adventures by Disney released them, and we grabbed one, and then they sold out instantly. So we have a great group going, but I do have a couple of extra seats. I've had a lot of people inquire. No one has pulled the trigger yet. I think the economy has people skittish. So stop being skittish and go with us. I'm done.
Okay. Do you have one?
Oh, no. They were asking for you to talk about it.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Okay. The side talk here is I've been watching chat. I can't respond just with everything going on, but I've been watching. I see people asking about wanting updates on, is Tron construction being halted officially? How long will it be halted? When will Ratatouille open? All of those questions. And I asked Pete if he has any input on it. And you just heard his answer out of his mouth.
Yeah. Let's get a little, I just, you know, sitting here getting little texts. I'm like, what the hell are you asking me for? I don't know.
You make a good point.
Look, I really don't. I don't know what the status is on Tron Ratatouille. Obviously, Ratatouille is going to open. They're already, I saw something. They were, you know, randomly letting some people on to into experience it.
They had a whole big PR push with the girl who started the Ratatouille musical stuff. They invited
her on TikTok.
Yeah, because she. A lot of why she started with that was because she had to cancel her Disney vacation, was in the Disney mindset, and started singing the Ratatouille song that she made up. And then obviously it went viral and beyond. So, yeah, they then had her come down and she got a behind the scenes look. And I know back in June that I knew a friend of a friend who was on the project, and it was, you know, it was already in the final stages at that point. But I talked about it on the live stream yesterday. Right now with all these attractions like Frozen and every single thing that has been adding plexiglass dividers to it, Runaway Railway, Rise of the Resistance, it's already hard enough on those new attractions putting up a plexiglass divider. I find it really hard to believe that while that's still the trend that Disney's doing, that they would want to open up Ratatouille, their brand new ride, open it up with big plexiglass dividers on top of the vehicles. Like that's a terrible way for a lot of people to experience that attraction firsthand. And and while the parks are still at the capacity they are, and with people traveling, it just, to me, if I was Disney, I should be proud about every project I'm putting out. I wouldn't open Ratatouille until I can do it the right way. I don't want it to be seen in an inferior way. That's not how you're going to blow people away and get that good word of mouth. Like, you know, there's a lot of people who experience the version in Paris, and I know there's a lot of people who dislike it, but I feel like there's more
people. I can't imagine there are people who dislike that that attraction is phenomenal.
There are a lot of the ones who just bash on screens and such, and I understand why some people have an issue with it. I loved it. I thought it was the
why?
Best
what,
thing.
What is the issue with Ratatouille?
A lot of it, it's people think that screens are cheap and little bit lazy.
Shut up. It's a phenomenal attraction. Absolutely phenomenal attraction. You're an idiot. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yep.
Can I say one thing about the ride vehicles? The ride vehicles for Ratatouille are small. So I don't think they're going to need to put a piece of plexiglass between the first and second row to get more people on. They can afford to let a family at a time ride that ride. So that doesn't make any sense. Because I think what Craig is alluding to is the fact that plexiglass will screw up the 3D. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be really hard to see the 3D through a plexiglass screen.
Plexiglass also has reflections in it.
Right.
Which is going to screw things up. This is extremely visual and 3D. And they're very good at focusing where you're supposed to be looking, because that's kind of how the 3D looks. I mean, you're in a giant rat. The cart is a rat. You're in a rat.
I want that as a drop-in. You're in a rat. You're in a rat. I want that as a drop-in.
You're inside a rat. But it's one of the best theme park rides I've ever been on. And anybody who's ragging on it, I'm guessing, first of all, they haven't ridden it.
Or just, you know, I'm not going to. I don't have time for you people. I don't. I just don't. It's a phenomenal ride. It was... You know, last time I was in Disneyland Paris was the first time I'd ridden it a year and a half ago, and absolutely tremendous, tremendous attraction. The only attraction I felt was better in an international park was Winnie the Pooh at Tokyo Disneyland. That ride vehicle was that whole experience was just crazy. There are some similarities between the Ratatouille ride vehicle or ride experience and the Winnie the Pooh in Tokyo Disneyland, but that Winnie the Pooh attraction just blew me away. It blew me away.
Yeah, in my opinion, the best international ride is actually Pirates in Shanghai. Just an incredible, incredible attraction. However, the best attraction right now is Rise of the Resistance. So we win. Walt Disney World wins. I love that. I also want to say one more thing about Ratatouille. If you think Ratatouille is just about screens and 3D, you're wrong. There's staging and props and Disney magic everywhere. So if you're reading things and going, oh, it's about 3D screens, how boring, that's a tiny, tiny portion of the whole story.
No, look, you know what? It's just a bunch of fanboys that need something to bitch about. It's an amazing attraction. It's an amazing attraction.
Well, and at Epcot, we're getting a whole new addition to a pavilion. Like, when you get on the Skyliner and float above, you see how, you know, Kevin used the word charming earlier. It is incredibly charming, and we're getting a table service dining location as well as a counter service dining location. Like, so many neat new things, and a merchandise kiosk. So many neat things are going to come online, and it just looks incredible. I love getting on the Skyliner, floating overhead, and seeing them testing that beautiful fountain. Like, it does look ready. Like, we could walk back there at any minute. And I kind of agree. I hear what Craig is saying. Like, they want to be able to launch this new, like you want to launch anything, in the most optimal way. And I could see them kind of holding off buying as much time, biding time as much as they could until they finally needed to open it.
Yeah, I don't know if plexiglass screens are going to mess around with the visuals.
We'll see what happens. But all right.
However, if you don't think it's going to be good, you should get out of line.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, folks, that is going to do it for our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you again next Tuesday with another edition of the Diz Unplugged. Have a great week, everybody. And remember, as I get blown away by my own music, stay out of the damn lakes. Happy New Year.